Because we found that there are quite a lot of new technologies that are going to disrupt the Australian resources industry along with every other one. We're talking about things like mobile devices in the workplace, big data and predictive analytics, automation of knowledge work. These are trends that are globally affecting the way that business is done. And if we don't invest in creating new technologies here with our competitive advantage in the resources sector, then those Australian companies will be buying those new technologies from elsewhere. So we have an opportunity to start those companies here.
To move us on from just being a dig it up, ship it out, to move the Australian mining onto that. But Australian mining also has a lot of connections with mining overseas.
Yes.
What's the potential there?
Absolutely. What we see is huge opportunity to export technologies that are created here into markets overseas. WA in particular is a great market in which to prove out a new technology in the resources sector. And then because many of the companies in that sector are international, as you suggest, it's a beautiful way to take that technology to overseas markets.
Do the mining companies have any control or any property rights over technologies developed if they're helping fund it?
That's a very, very good question, and it's kind of fundamental to the method of innovation that we're promoting, that the intellectual property in these technologies vests completely with the innovator. So we work with large resources companies to identify problems that aren't competitive advantages for their companies. They're not things that they're going to spend 10 years in a partnership with a university on and then want to build a new transformative process in their company. These are things that can deliver productivity and efficiency gains to them in 12 months to 18 months, and they're not core to their business. So we very early on in the discussion with these companies help them to understand that the most efficient way to get productivity and efficiency gains out of these technologies is to have startup companies incentivized by ownership of IP.
So tell me a little bit about getting this lot together and crowdsourcing, looking for different ideas.
One of the successes that we had in our Perth event was the ability to show multiple solutions to industry problems. So one of our partners in that event, Rio Tinto, brought a problem of large rocks that block up the crusher. And they provided us with some video footage from the crushers that showed trucks tipping into those crushers. And then we had several teams work on that problem. Some of those teams put up quite good prototype solutions that used edge detection algorithms to identify those big rocks in the video. But the team that won the event took a different approach entirely, and they analyzed the vibrations, the characteristic vibrations that were made when large rocks hit the back of the truck, so even further up in the process. And that was a brilliant demonstration that often large companies think that they know the solution to a problem when they go out to the market. And what we showed was several potential solutions. That's kind of a crowdsourcing approach. So several potential solutions to that problem. And with industry's participation, we were able to identify the most elegant solution. And it wasn't the one that industry initially thought was going to be the best solution to the problem.